Blue Simpkins-Jones is the last of our recipients that we'll be interviewing on E Te Rangi Wātea of the scholarships, Tara Kupe scholarships. And it's great to have him join us on the program too. He too is in year 12 at Rotorua Boys High. And this will help to get some mentorship and also to streamline chances to go to a prestigious learning environment post-school. Blue, thanks for joining us on today's show. Tēnā koe.
Kia ora, Dale.
Good to talk with you, Blue. Well, mate, when you are through in your tunnel or your application for the scholarship, what sorts of issues did you raise in it?
What was that, sorry?
When you put your application in for the scholarship, you've got to write a bit of a blurb. What did you mention as to why you'd like to get the scholarship? What were you looking forward to?
So I think one of my main sort of strong points in my application would have been, so you had to tell a story in your own way and show your worldview. And I was probably the only one who did it differently to everyone else. So we all did videos, and most people just were looking at a camera and saying their worldview. Whereas I sort of went out myself and I went down to the pa and the marae, and I did some video shots and went down to the urupa and just parts of around Rotorua, and then I sort of combined them together and put a song over it, and then I did a voiceover on it, and that was, I think, something that made me stand out.
And it would have, no doubt. You also, Blue, and I like your name. I was going to call one of my sons Blue. Anyway, Blue, as far as the stereotyping of Māori in the media, it's a kaupapa that's interested you, and this sort of depiction of us negative stereotyping has been frustrating to you. Elaborate on your thinking there, please, Blue.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was just thinking about it last night as well, just how our rangatahi and kids nowadays, the people they look up to are the people closest to them, the people that they see around. So these people will be their fathers, their uncles, their teachers even. And most of the time, our Māori kids, their fathers aren't in the best state. Some of them don't even have fathers, so they have to find their own father figure. So I believe that if we had more, not only Māori men and women in higher places, we'd have Māori kids looking up to them and saying, hey, if he can do that, then I can. And it's sort of like me and myself, Cohen, at Rotorua Boys High, after getting the scholarship and sort of looking at more prestigious schools over in America, we've got kids saying, hey, I didn't even know that was an option until now. So it's just broadening the opportunities for Māori and saying, you can actually do these sort of things. And then if we have more people in these higher places, then we can get rid of the stereotypes that we're sort of gang members, mischievous, drunks, drug addicts. So, yeah.
Well, you're heading in the right direction. The Tara Kupe Scholarship allows for mentoring, which at first glance you might not think so important, but I'm sure that you've recognised how valuable that might be to your own career development. And, of course, while it doesn't guarantee you a place in these high-profile learning environments, the people involved through Crimson Education certainly have some contacts. Where would you like to go and study post-secondary school, Blue?
So, for myself personally, I think me and Cohen have very similar routes of where we want to go, and I think Harvard University would be really cool, and I'd love to study law and business and hopefully do something around music as well.
Sounds interesting, a muso with a law degree, and good luck going across to Harvard, wherever life may take you. It's great to catch up with you. Thanks for sharing some kōrero with us today, and congratulations on picking up the Te Ara Kupe Scholarship. It's been wonderful to meet you and your colleagues over this past week. No doubt to Mihi Kiakwe, thanks very much for joining us on today's program. That's Blue Simpkins-Jones. Thanks, Blue.
Thank you, Dale.
Nice talking with you, bro. Thanks a lot. All the best with the Mahi and with life.